Demand for ethanol is increasing as more states start requiring the corn-based fuel to be blended with gasoline. And Congress has required that the amount of renewable fuel used in the U.S. triple in the next 6 years. Keith Collins is chief economist for the USDA. He says he's not worried about a food shortage. He says there were record corn crops in 2004 and 2005, and there's 35 million acres of cropland in reserve in the U.S.
Some of that has to stay there because it's environmentally fragile land, but some of it could come out if demand for food goes up and demand for fuel goes up. I think we have a very strong natural resource base that can produce a lot more agricultural commodities, both for food and for fuel.
Overproduction has kept corn prices as low as they were in the 1950s, but Collins expects corn to get more expensive over the next few years as ethanol production increases. For the GLRC, I'm Erin Toner.